Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Mr. Anthony DeLima, the Global Chief Technology Officer of Neoris. In his role, he focuses his vision and strategy on a wide range of industry verticals, helping Neoris' customers with digital transformational solutions with a special proficiency in artificial intelligence. Mr. DeLima, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, it's great to join you guys as well. Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters today, Mr. DeLima, what or who is Neoris? Get into those details to kick things off today.
No, Neoris is a digital transformation company, even though that term is often overused in our industry. But in the end of the day, it's working with customers and companies that really want to be first movers in their industry. And they typically focus on how to create a hyper-personalized experience for their customers to the end that their customers really feel that they're very unique, they're very special. And to be able to achieve that, these companies push the needle on a number of different technologies, such as big data analytics, such as artificial intelligence and machine learning. But their primary focus is to really get very close to their customers, create an immense level of brand loyalty so that those customers feel that it would be impossible for them to leave that company because they're so special that they could not go and find someone else. And our goal is to work with those companies that want to push that needle, want to either on one end improve profitability because they're able to use some of these newer technologies to reduce their operating costs, or they use some of these smart technologies to really gather intelligence, both about how their customers are behaving and interacting and their sentiment, as well as how the market is moving so that they can dynamically serve up a set of very sophisticated products and services that perhaps no one else within their peer group has been able to do.
And Tony, thanks for that fine information to lead things off here today. Now, if you would, how does Neoris work with customers and what specific industries do you focus upon the most?
Yeah, Neoris obviously is a global company. We have close to about 5,000 professionals that work for the company scattered throughout the United States, Mexico, Latin America, Spain, Prague, and India. And the way we go to market is that we focused on four core industries, which are financial services, manufacturing, telecom and media, and healthcare. And that's our primary go-to-market. We believe that pushing technology innovation for the sake of innovation itself doesn't make much sense. We find that we are able to have a significant impact when we can clearly articulate why it is that innovation plays a role within that specific industry. And to do that, we have to make sure that on our side, we have professionals on board that kind of have what I call the scars and trophies to show for that specific industry, to basically being able to very quickly work with the C-level to say, this is how innovation typically has impacted the financial services world. These are the major areas of impact, and let me show you what has been done in the past. And as a result of that, let me work with you to help bring about change as quickly as possible. And to do that, you obviously have to have a combination of both deep industry knowledge, but also some significant technical competency in those technologies and those areas where we think it's driving a significant shift in the industry.
Also, if you would, Mr. DeLima, can you tell the audience what digital transformation is all about?
Yeah, it's a term that's been around for quite a while now. I typically just call it the business transformation, but it means that, you know, if you look over the last 5 years with the growth of Facebook and other social platforms, Instagram and others, And as well as the surge of Amazon's play in the market, as well as other B2B and B2C platforms, customers are finding that our clients are finding that in order to engage with customers in a much more dynamic manner, they have to have a digital presence. And in fact, most companies, especially those in the B2C, try to push to be able to have a significant e-commerce presence where they're able to deliver both products and services online and an e-commerce platform so that customers can buy products and services in real time, make decisions whether or not they want to receive those products and services in their house, whether they want to be able to go to a store and pick up those products. And the ability to drive that level of experience on a digital channel means that a company not only has to think through how to create a beautiful website or how to create a sophisticated mobile app, it's the rethinking of every single major process that touches a customer within that company. So for instance, typical process would be order to cash, where a company goes online and is able to look at different SKUs of a product, that's able to reserve that product, acquire it, get it shipped to them. That means that the entire order to cash cycle that goes from ordering that process to depleting it from inventory to getting it to shipment to enable shipment tracking of those products often require a company to completely rethink themselves. And if you look at, for instance, even on a financial services side, it means that customers no longer have the patience to wait for a lengthy onboarding process if they want to be able to engage with a bank. They expect that onboarding process to be very short, very efficient, the least amount of paperwork possible, and that the bank is able to leverage that information to be able to onboard that customer as effectively and efficiently as possible. So it's truly rethinking how to engage with a customer in a digital world, and rethinking everything that a company does to make that experience just absolutely world-class.
And thanks for that fine response. Much appreciated. Today we are joined by Mr. Anthony DeLima, the Global Chief Technology Officer of Neoris, that helps its customers with digital transformational solutions with a special proficiency, in artificial intelligence here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if you would also, Tony, give us an example of how Neoris helps its customers. Earlier, you mentioned how you work with your customers. And also, if you would, tell us about a case study where you helped a customer deploy artificial intelligence that yielded results.
Yeah, there's a couple of great use cases and case studies that we've worked on. You know, one of them, for instance, is how do you make sure that dynamically you can review and understand how a customer behaves online, right? So that means what products have they purchased from you in the past? For instance, what color sweater, at what point in time in the year have they purchased? Which store did they purchase it? Did they purchase it online? Did they buy it online, pick it up in store, or did they go to a store, evaluate the product, then went home and bought that specific product? I'd like to also understand how a typical customer thinks about me being the provider of products and services in social media. So I'd like to understand the social media context and sentiment that clients have about my company. And I also want to be able to understand how to most effectively connect with that customer for the purpose of, for instance, suggestive selling. You know, but not suggestive selling as we've done it, as we've seen it in the past, but suggestive selling that is really focused around the requirements of that client, to that point that I don't create noise. If I suggest something, it's something that's very specialized for that client, and there's a high probability that they will engage, evaluate the product, and ultimately buy it. And we've used a number of cases, machine learning, where we create these intelligent algorithms that continuously look at customer profiles and look at customer behavior and look at transactional data and also look at social media, being able to take and ingest all of this data in and use a set of sophisticated machine learning algorithms to look at this data 24/7, be able to make recommendations, drive specific campaigns, measure the results of those campaigns, and as a result of that, then goes back to management and says that these products typically move more effectively in this part of the country, or retire these products because they're no longer being sold, or this specific customer requires a different level of handholding. They require a lot more interaction with customer service. So let's make sure that we proactively engage with that customer. So it's really using machine learning to be able to analyze a wealth of customer data that's not only embedded in traditional transaction systems, but actually goes out on social media and gathers customer behavior sentiment. And based on that, it's able to come back and say, okay, this is how we should better position our products and services to that specific client. So that's one example that we work with, especially in companies that are in manufacturing or consumer packaged goods. In the financial services space, we see a lot of work being done around risk management and compliance. Obviously, it's a significant challenge for companies, financial services companies, to meet regulatory requirements for risk management. There's things like Basel II, OFAC reporting, and a number of other regulations. And these regulations are becoming so complex on a global basis that it's next to impossible for a global financial services client to manually make sure that all their transactions and all their internal processes are in compliance in different jurisdictions. So here we see the surgence of RegTech, and we've used a number of technologies here, for instance, around robotic process automation, where we're able to create these algorithms that go out and create an intelligent profile of all these regulations, and then on a continuous basis is able to scan transactions and scan processes to make sure that the financial services company is in compliance with some of these regulatory requirements. So that's another example. In the case of wealth management, there also we've worked on some interesting projects to be able to, track income, looking at the recurring expenses, the spending habits of their clients, and be able to say, okay, based on that unique behavior of that client, how do I make sure that I can serve up a set of investment plans that really meet their requirements and really meet their behavior, and specialize it to such an extent where there's a tremendously high level of probability that they will subscribe to those investment vehicles because it ties directly to what their behaviors are. And those are, I would say, two or three use cases that we've been working on where AI is truly making a difference. And we're certainly very bullish in the technology. We're very excited about it. And we see companies with an incredible level of adoption of these new technologies.
I'd say that's some very exciting information, and that ought to get folks jazzed up about knowing they can tap into some of this data through your company, Neoris, and I really appreciate the details there. Do you see a time when virtually all businesses of all sizes will be active in the digital environment, and would you offer also, if you don't mind, a tip to our business listeners as to how they can view and deploy AI or some of the technologies you spoke of today to their advantage?
Yeah, when we look at companies, we typically look at them in two baskets. There's the company that was founded and was brought up in the digital space. So they were born out of being able to deliver digital products and services. Their main source of revenue is for online activities. Those companies obviously look at digital transformation differently. For many of them, they reach a certain inflection point where doing stuff that way, the way they've done it before doesn't scale. So some of their internal processes need to be formalized, need to be structured in order to be able to get to the next level of growth. For them, we use artificial intelligence mostly on the back office side, on one end, to be able to restructure and optimize how they operate as a company. So if you look at a typical billing and invoicing process, how do we use robotic process automation to make that process more efficient? And to some extent, making sure that intelligence is gathered on their online presence to allow management to make some smart decisions in terms of which products and services to place in their product catalogs and how on their digital product catalogs, and how do we make sure that those products are placed in such a way that there's a high probability of customers acquiring those products. On the other hand, we have companies that have come from, let's call it the bricks and mortar and more traditional heritage. Their challenge is not as much how do we make our digital process more efficient, but quite frankly, how do we rethink every single customer touch point throughout the customer's journey and make sure that those touch points are a lot more friendly than they may have been in the past. So for them, it's how do we make sure that, first of all, our digital presence on the internet and any other type of digital platform meets and exceeds the expectations of customers that have come to be used to an experience like, for instance, Amazon, right? And I think that all of us by now should have probably bought something from Amazon. So the experience is a pretty solid one, and buyers and customers expect that same level of experience for every company that they interact with. So for those companies, using artificial intelligence to rethink their end-to-end processes becomes fundamental, not to mention a rethinking of the front-end experience with customers. But what we do see is that at this point in time, in 2019, if a customer or a client has not looked at transforming the digital presence or use technologies such as big data and analytics as well as AI and machine learning, then there's a high probability of high risk probability that at some point in time, not too far in the future, they will cease to exist simply because they're unable to dynamically interact with customers who, again, you know, have come to be used to having a digital experience. So if frankly, you don't have a series of innovation projects in place to be able to change that experience, then that's going to be tough. And I would say that the last comment that I would share with the audience, which is something that often keeps us worried, is this whole theme around culture transformation. You know, while we aggressively pursue innovation and companies are spending billions in artificial intelligence, that has a significant impact on the culture of the company itself. So how do you make sure that the company and its culture also aggressively evolves at the same speed at which the technology is being deployed? And how do you make sure that you understand where it is that there are gaps and pitfalls in the organization, either in terms of its willingness to engage differently with customers, but frankly, its ability to work with a new technology? And how do you make sure that you have a workforce that's trained to such an extent where they can leverage the new technology, especially when you consider that some of the lower level jobs at some point will be replaced by artificial intelligence, who can do their jobs much faster and much more efficient? So the whole innovation is bringing about a wave of cultural change in companies, and we're finding that while companies are aggressively pursuing the injection of new technology into everything they do, the cultural aspects are often overlooked, and in the end, become the inhibitors for change. So I would say on one end to your question, I would say that from the Neori side, it's helping companies to drive innovation aggressively. But on the other side, it's also making sure that the companies have a level of readiness that they're able to adopt these new changes.
Well, Mr. DeLima, it certainly has been awesome to have had you with us, and thanks for the coverage and all the information shared here today on behalf of Neoris. If you would, where can listeners get more details on Neoris and also be in contact accordingly?
Well, I think if you go to our website, Neoris, Neoris.com, it tells you everything around how we go to market with our industries and also the different solutions and innovation areas. And from there, just contact information. And I'd love to talk with anyone who wants to be a first mover. You know, for us, that's exciting, because the technology truly can have an impact. So anyone that has an interest in kind of hearing or talking to us, we have a white paper around AI on our website as well. I encourage you to download it and look at it. There's also a pretty significant 2019 Insights report that talks about really how businesses and industries are being redefined and restructured. That white paper is also available on our website. And from there on, I look forward to talking to anyone who wants to push the needle. So that makes it exciting for us.
It certainly does. And again, Mr. DeLima, all the best on behalf of Neoris and EPN here. And thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks. Pleasure to be with you guys, and regards to all your audience.
And thanks for that, and it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Anthony DeLima, the Global Chief Technology Officer of Neoris, that helps its customers with digital transformational solutions with a special proficiency in artificial intelligence. And for all the details, visit Neoris.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.